Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Rule 13. Besides letting you get to know each other, were there any other reasons why they had that meetings for all the three star men?
I think there's nothing, just to know each other. I think that's the only reason. Because our work never crossed each other. Even after that, very seldom of us to communicate with each other. Except among the authorized one. The authorized one, I mean the authorized division one, we used to meet regularly, we know each other very well. So. Because every 1 or 2 months we meet once. Like the other chat once we meet, we forget it.
These 5 others, 3 star men from in Orchard Road, could you tell us who were they were and what areas were they in charge of?
Area 1 is Tan Jin Hock, I think he's dead. If he is alive, it should be over. Area 2 is a businessman. It's Tan Hui Chung or something. Tan something, I don't remember. I don't know where he is. Area 3, Tay Kin Teck. In charge of Bukit Timah Third Mile, Kampung Baru, is dead also. Nice area 4. Area 5 is E.T. Village. Lim Teng Jun is dead. Then Lim Chu Kang, Chua Chu Kang, Mohi, I think it's Go Mohi, I believe Mohi. Recently is very detective, he's an MP. 2 years ago, I think about 10 years ago, under reverse of the list, in time also. All these people are young at the time, they that accept. And one by one, Tan Jin Kiap. He's quite old, so he's the president, the chairman or something, or commercial, even Kang Sen Han, industrial commercial bank.
Which were the other areas? Area 1, 2?
Area 1 is off the road. Area 2 is Newton. Third Ma, area 3 is 4 miles to 6 miles, area 4 is 7 miles to cross. And then Bukit Panjang is under Moki, the MP, I told you that. Bukit Panjang is Sukan Chotuka. And then the UT Village and the Manlai is under another MP. No, the UP Village. Mandai is under the Tan Jin Kiap in England.
When you say MP, what does it mean?
In written, I mean, the Liberal Socialist, when after the Lim Yew Hock government, you see, the Liberal Socialist, he said for Liberal Socialist.
That was after the war?
After the war.
But before the war, he was the three star man?
Before the war, he was.
Did you know?
These are very old already. Mm. All the three salmon, if they are alive, should be more than 20 years old. Because I'm the youngest, I'm 65.
At that time, did you remember how old were these people when they were appointed the three salmon?
Everyone at that time, I remember, was 50 over years old. So I know that not long after the British came in, I died.
Did do you know how these five other three star men were appointed by the Japanese?
I have no idea how they were appointed. The take in take, I know he got some Japanese blood in him. Actually, he was not in the prison line. So the Japanese is in the bread, manufacturers of bread. It happened that his grandmother is a Japanese. So when the Japanese came in, because his grandmother is a Japanese, so he got all sorts of things. He stick to that, the Japanese put him as a three-star man there.
How did you know about this?
Because you see, among three-star men, we talk to each other, you see. We are from the same division, division. So he used to tell us that he got Japanese birth. Even he tell the Japanese soldier that he got Japanese birth, you see. He's trying to boast himself.
He personally told all of you about all that?
About that. He got photographed as well.
Did you know them before the war? Did you know these people?
I don't know, the Totokan one I know, the UP one I know, it's all my father's. They are all my father's friends.
Were they all involved in the same activities as your father?
My Mandai one, his uncle, is involved in this project.
Did you all share your experiences with each other when you all meet?
Really, that's not much to talk like that time. It's just carrying on instruction and everything.
How would the Japanese men treat all of you during the meetings? The Japanese men that when you met him, how would he treat you? What was his attitude like?
The attitude he has very nice. He's a very good man. And even sometimes we tell them that this chap is really a good chap. As long as we arrested this and that. Sometimes he do help. He believe us also. If we dare to talk, unless we know very well of this family, we dare to back him up, you see. We should still help him also.
Was he very kind to all of you?
He is very good to us. This particular social.
How do you remember how old was he then, roughly?
He was a young man, about 30 plus at that time.
Did you all, as a three-star man, did you all have any problems that you have with the Japanese? For example, if they wanted you to do certain things but you couldn't, do you have such problems with them?
Yes, we do sometimes have, but we have to explain to them. Sometimes we want to know about the community, this and that. Then, of course, we cannot do that. We just tell them that we are not communists, we know none of these people are communists. How can we give them information about communities and those activities? Of course, if we come to know from them about this, you see. Anti-government, they don't call it communists, anti-Japanese.
in cases like this, how would the Japanese react to your, what do you have reported?
I think this is very kind. It's just try your best to find out. Got any information, just like and sometimes you see, and sometimes when they ask about a certain family, they got their own MP also. Mm-hmm. They got information, so they don't rely all the information from us. Mm-hmm. They got their other department also. Don't come under the police, that is your MP department. Sometimes department they do need our help with it. To know about this family and the people around the area, and then they then come to us.
If were there any actual cases of the anti-Japanese activities going on in your area, but you did not report to the Japanese at all?
There is. Who is going to report? Nobody. That's bad head also. But we pretend not to know. It's better pretend not to know that going to report. Unless they come to know and they want to know something about this. Then we just try. We can cover up, we cover up, we cannot cover up. We just give them something like that.
Did the Japanese ever get angry with all of you for?
You see, to us, like to me, never. Like the Japanese MP. The MP used to come to my office. Talk to me also very nicely. So. Mm. He also listened to me quite a lot. So. Mm. Because he do respect my position. But not the other people shout this and that, but not to me.
Who was this Japanese MP who came to your office?
I don't remember it. But you see, this MP is in charge of our area, but we are not under him. It's in charge of my area. Only sometimes we come to me for help, for information, this and that. We are not directly under him. Yes. Mm. Whatever help we can give, we give. We cannot give, we say, no, we are not under him. We are under the authority of the police.
How often and normally, why did he come to see you?
Usually about families in my area, people in my area. They want to know about such a people, and they want some men to help him to keep watch on this certain family, see, what they are doing, this and that. This usually the one family doing the work job. Because of the Japanese family, so we supposed to know everything. And the two star, and we just collect the information and stuff. And then myself also, I have no more choice.
You mentioned that the two star and the one star men were chosen by the Japanese themselves.
The two star were chosen by the Japanese themselves, they choose. But the one star, I think, mostly choose by the two star. The two star know they have to put up 30 families, and among the 30 families, they have to put up one star. Because one star is difficult to put here and there. The men have to stay nearby the 30 families. Like 2-star men instead of, say, 10, he may instead of 12 or 13. 1-star men. But the 1-star men, he has to stay among the 13 families nearby. So, the 2-star men have to know the area, have to know who to put.
30 families or 13 families?
30.
Did you know these 2-star men and 1-star men before the war?
Some 2-star men I know before the war. And then 1-star men, those around Bukit Timah village, I know quite a lot. But in Jurong, I know a few.
What were the background of these people?
They were supposed, they must be good family, I mean good people. Otherwise the 2-star men won't put them, you see. If they're responsible of the 2-star men to put them. To recommend him as a 1-star man.
How would the, besides being good, how else would the 2-star men choose the 1-star men?
The 1-star men must be willing to work, must be educated, it must be family among the 30 households when they stay together. That is the most important thing. Mm. If you are the one, if nobody like him, no use to appoint the 1-star man.
So, generally, these 1-star men were well known among the people that
they have to know all the 30 families. Anything he has to go around the 30 families.
And he has to be sort of liked by the 30 families also before he was appointed.
They have to be liked, but if you don't like him, you have to like him also.
Mm-hmm. Altogether, how many 2-star and 1-star men were there under you?
The 1-star men, I don't remember. But, 2-star men, I remember I got 12 or 13. I think 13, most probably 13. 2-star men in the league.
What was the nature of their work as the 2-star men and the 1-star men?
Actually, the 2-star men work is exactly like mine. I just go to the auto road to get instruction. I came back. I just ask my clerk to write down what they want. They put in copies, representing 2-star men. I give one copy to each of them, send to them. Just I was talk to them, and he by day by turn, you see, I could inform all the 1-star men. Just also carry on what I do, that them to do, you see. If the 1-star men is doing all the job.
Did the 2-star men have office like you did?
I think some they have and some they don't. Some they do engage someone to help him to do the job. And some body to do it all by himself. Then myself, I engage one to help him.
How often did they have to report to you?
It's more often I visit them rather than they visit me. Unless they got some problem in their village or anything, then they come to me. Otherwise, for me, I visit them by giving them instruction what to do.
In what ways would they help them, or in what ways you would help them?
You see, like family travels, usually the one summon to separate. If he cannot separate, okay, go to the two family. Like between two family fighting all these things, and then at that time, you see, two some men may have a say in certain the thing, who is right and who is wrong, certain like that. So when you go to the people, if something going too big, they won't listen, they will come to me. And if they don't listen to me, and they go to other places, and you know, by the recognition of the one staff who's found them, and by me who tried to settle this case and cannot, you know who is in the wrong, this and that. Once you go to the police, the man will be marked. We also always settle these minor things. Right?
Did it happen very often?
Yeah, these minor things always.
How was your relationship with this two star man and the one star man?
We must be good for each other, otherwise they won't be good. Myself with the two star man, we always good for each other. But every now and then, every month at least, I have an instruction of good for them, I visit them myself.
Did they take your instructions, listen to you? Were they older than you at that time?
Yes, because that is the instruction handed down by the authority of the service. So they have to carry out, though I'm younger. But they do respect me, most of them. They were very, very stern with me, actually.
Did they try to teach you a lot of things or
the no, yeah. When teach me at the time, they have nothing to teach also. They have nothing to do, so just carry on the instruction.
As a three-star man, how familiar were you with the people that you in the area that you're in charge of?
I cannot know all the people in my area. I just know all the three-star, two-star, one-star. Yes, I know. Of course, in Bukit Timah village itself, I know most of the people because I'm staying there. Like Polas, any place like that. I know very few of the family there. In Jurong Utara, I know very few family.
How would these people then look at you, no? I mean, how much do they know of your work?
Of course, the people at the time think the things are meant very high of the three-star men. Unless you don't do all sorts of bad things. Right? Is there some food, some man? You do. You are not very, very kind to his people, also. Right? I say that they do think. He always goes through the things of the family, like this and that. He's not a popular Christian man, you see. He treats his Christian man because he thinks he's of a Japanese good.
How did the villagers look at you? Did they see you as helping the Japanese, or that you have no choice but to do your work, things like this?
Actually, we don't think. You see, there is two types of people, like the anti Japanese, the communist, all these things. Then you call me a Kauka or something like that. But the good citizen, you see, who obey the law, who is victims and that. He may think that I'm a good man. You see, if they got anything, they come to me. I try my best to help, you see. You see, what the people, what they were, it's like they were looking at, you see. If we do our work, you see, to help the people, you see. Like, I'm a middleman. I just help the Japanese, and at the same time, I do help the population to become better. I don't make money. This is a voluntary work. I don't get paid. I have to pay for my own office also. Every 3 star, 2 star, 1 star man don't get paid.
Any allowance?
No allowance.
How often did the people come to you for help?
Like family quarreling, a lot. That is the most. Usually, even husband and wife quarreling, they come to you also. Between two families, neighbors, you see, this thing also. Like the boundary, you know, this our area is a rural area. You see, he go over his boundary, this and that, and then we have to decide on that who is right, whether the boundary is right also wrong or whether this man go over his boundary or not. We have to decide for that. You see, all these things. Wait, you see, minor things. There's a lot of minor things. People fighting among each other, you have to settle among them. If they don't want, they have to go to the police. If you can settle, they tell the police that they have settled the thing, and the police let it go. See.
Did they come for you for other kind of help, like getting jobs? And
no. Yeah, we actually don't. Supposed to do the thing we have, we may recommend, but very few asking for them. Only travel they come to us.
Even when they got into trouble with the Japanese, would they come to you?
You see, and they get, if we can help, we'll try our best to do it, you see. Get involved in the Japanese, in our power, we just tell him that we cannot see. We try to tell the social, explain to the social. If the social is willing to help, it's easy for him to help. The social wants to interfere, then it can be done.
So did you visit them very often? No? The people that is in the area under your control.
You they come, usually they go to the food stand, men on the